This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 248. For Monday, January 30th, I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Monday due to a flurry of short covering as prices push further above $800 per ton. At the final settlement, the March canola contract jumps $20.20 at $827.90 per ton, and the May contract climbs $19.30 at $826.80 per ton. With the end of the Lunar New Year celebrations, trading in comparable oils is returning to normal. Support for canola is coming from sharp upswings in the Chicago soy complex, as well as gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Declines in global crude oil prices are attempting to stymie further increases in the vegetable oils. Strong crush margins continue to underpin canola values. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday, with the loonie slipping to 74.75 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 75.11. The United States Department of Agriculture says corn export inspections for the week ending January 26 are nearly 528,000 tons, falling 27.6% compared to the previous week. Soybean inspections nudge up 0.9% at about 1.86 million tons. Wheat inspections rise 27.5% at more than 445,000 tons. The USDA reports a private sale of 112,000 tons of current crop soybeans to Japan. The soybean harvest in Brazil is estimated to be 4-5% complete, about half of where it was a year ago. CONAB will soon issue its monthly supply and demand report, and Futures International believes the soybean harvest will reap just over 152 million tons. Due to the ongoing war in Ukraine, the Ukraine Grain Association estimates the country's corn harvest very likely won't exceed 16 million tons, and wheat output won't surpass 18 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The March contract jumps 26 cents at $15.35 per bushel. March soy oil rises 7-tenths of a cent at 61.32 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $15.20 at $488.70 per short ton. Corn futures are a pinch higher on Monday as the March contract nudges up 0.75 cents at $6.84 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher with its March contract up 3 cents at $3.91.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed with Chicago March tacking on 2.5 cents at $7.52.5. Kansas City March increases 4.5 cents at $8.74. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March turns around to dip a penny at $9.20. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, January 30th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.